Welcome to this week's edition of Monday with the Maestro, your opportunity to get the inside story on the musicians, composers, and music that we love. Our maestro this week is a familiar face for classical music fans in the panhandles. Janet Lanier is a member of the Amarillo Symphony Orchestra, Chamber Music Amarillo, Shepherd's Trio, and Amarillo Opera, performing the English horn and or oboe in all of those groups, and more. Recently, she picked up the harp, just for fun, not as a profession. Yeah, right. Basically, anywhere there is music, you'll find Maestro Lanier. Her special ability to guide with a loving hand has made Maestro Lanier a beloved educator. She's a gifted photographer, animal lover, and an inventor by necessity. Ask her about the Acme Cozy Carry case sometime. But today we'll visit with her about her conductor side. Specifically, we're going to focus on the commissioned piece, Valley of Silence. Valley of Silence was commissioned by Dr. Steven Weber and the Civic Chorus in 2005. From the outset, Dr. Weber gave Maestro Lanier free rein to choose the topic and the text. What a fantastic opportunity for any composer. Immediately, Maestro Lanier wanted to find text that had a spiritual message. She searched through the obvious sources, the Psalms, well-known poetry, and even some more obscure poems found online, in libraries, and really anywhere Maestro Lanier could find them. Eventually, she found the poem Valley of Silence by Reverend Abram J. Ryan. It was an amazing discovery. Immediately, her mind went to work weaving a musical spell through the inspiring lines.
A believer, it's sort of like a conversation between a believer and somebody asking him questions about his faith. And the believer is confessing that he used to be a person who used the definition of the world of what success is, what happiness and joy in life should be according to the world rather than what God intends for you to have. And it wasn't until he knelt at an altar and he heard God calling to him, "Be mine." And when he turns his heart over to God, it's just a very beautiful, moving poem. There's when you look for a poem to use for music, you first of all have to know your own style of writing. For example, I think I'm pretty much of a lyrical writer. You know, I'm not exactly in the same kind of style that a lot of contemporary composers use, where there's a lot of dissonance and strange sounds, and people are going, "What's going on in this piece?" No, mine's very palatable type music, and so I definitely wanted to get a poem that would be more, lend itself more to lyrical writing. It definitely needed to have rhyme in it, according to the style that I write music. And it also had to have beautiful words in it, and I thought this poem had great, great words, beautiful phrases. Like, for example, "In my prayer, like a perfume from censers, ascendeth to God night and day." I mean, it's just beautiful things in it.
The poem presented a spiritual journey using an everyman-style narrator, Maestro Lanier calls the believer. This poem, filled with pastoral imagery, matched Maestro Lanier's lyrical composition style perfectly. Each phrase, each visual image provided Maestro Lanier the opportunity to speak through the entire musical score, highlighting, emphasizing, and giving focus for the listener. The poem and the music blended together to create a sort of everyman exploration of spirituality. Maestro Lanier is going to literally walk us through the piece milestone by milestone now. Please do listen as we break the piece into some bite-sized chunks, but do not fret. We will listen to the entire recording of the world premiere of Valley of Silence uninterrupted in our second half. For now, we begin with the beginning, the beautiful introduction to our everyman, establishing the lyrical and poetic nature of the piece.
Do you ask me the place of the valley, ye hearts that are harrowed by care? It lieth afar between mountains, and God and his angels are there. And one is the dark mount of sorrow, and one the bright mountain of prayer. These are really beautiful places in here. The part where the believer talks about how he used to trust the world for how to run his life, that's where I use very agitated music, fast pace, a lot of fast notes in the orchestra part. And they sing, long ago was I weary of voices whose music my heart could not win. Long ago was I weary of noises that fretted my soul with their din. Long ago I was weary of places where I met but the human and sin. This part is so agitated and moving quick pace. It's sort of like the rat race that we meet every day, where we think, well, we must do this and we must do this. It's because man says that we need to, but that may not be what God has intended for us. Finally, when he gives his heart over to God, he says, my heart will be thine. That's where I try to write some of the most beautiful, luscious music that I can write. And it's not just the voices, but the orchestral fabric underneath is very lush and very beautiful. And there are places in this where you think, okay, we've reached the highlights of this one area, but then I take you up another step.
Listening to Monday with the Maestro, featuring composer Janet Lanier and the world premiere of her choral piece, Valley of Silence, performed November 10th, 2006, in the amazing Globe Center in Amarillo, Valley of Science met with critical acclaim and the adulation of those in attendance. Maestro Lanier said that the evening was more than she had dreamed it could be. Everything just fell into place, much like arriving at your destination after a harrowing trip. Again, the idea of the journey is reflected in the piece itself.
It's sort of like the beginning of a long journey. You know, sometimes we think Christians, when they decide that they're going to turn their heart over to Jesus, that their life's all of a sudden going to be really sweet and wonderful and everything's going to go perfectly. But no, that's just the beginning of the journey. The believer enters in this realm where it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, it's where God and the angels dwell. And he feels so humbled by this experience. The chorus is out for just a small orchestral interlude, and there's a short melody by the piccolo. But no, usually when we hear the piccolo, it's up in the high range, it's a lot of fast notes. Well, this is down in the low range of the piccolo. It's very lyrical, and it sort of represents that innocence that he has now that he's in this dwelling with God.
This piece was commissioned specifically for the 60-odd member civic chorus and orchestra by Dr. Stephen Weber. Dr. Weber and Maestro Lanier worked together once before on a piece that Maestro Lanier had written for chorus and symphonic band, an arrangement of God Bless America.
Steve Weber was very helpful. We've worked on a piece before. I did an arrangement of God Bless America for the Amarillo College Concert Choir and for the concert band. We worked on the choral parts at his rehearsal. I would write the choral parts, and I'd come into the rehearsal, and he'd say, well, you know, this could be fuller here, or this could do this or do that, you know, and he would just tweak it right there in the rehearsal. There's nothing like a demonstration to really make things click for you.
We have a recording now of the final movement from the arrangement of God Bless America from Maestro Lanier, featuring the Amarillo Civic Chorus, the Amarillo College Band, the Amarillo College Chorus, and soprano Mary Jane Johnson. Just the very end of a spectacular arrangement by this week's maestro Janet Lanier, performed by the Amarillo Civic Chorus, the Amarillo College Band, the Amarillo College Chorus, and our good friend soprano Mary Jane Johnson.